Hello.
Hey Devin, sorry about that.
No problem.
We got a new system I just installed, and I apparently can't get the darn thing to work. So like I said before, I was doing some research on the organization. It's an amazing organization. It's called Anytime 23 Empowerment. It's going to do great work, and you should be totally proud of yourself. It's going to be a great endeavor for a long time. Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit of football. So I asked you before the phones crapped out, what did this coaching staff, what did this organization say to you in the aftermath of the Lovie Smith firing to get your head and get you re-motivated to the point that you could perform the way you've performed this year?
Pretty much was just saying, you know, what do I feel comfortable doing? What is it, you know, that you want to do as far as the rest of your career? What it's going to take to get you back to where you're comfortable and you're planning to have fun. And I just told him pretty much, you know, let me pretty much concentrate on the return game, you know, and I feel like I can help the team out a lot more with me being a lot fresher, you know, when it's time for me to step on the field. You know, I'm doing 40, 50, 60 snaps on offense and trying to do return. It was just it was real tiring, you know, around, you know, the second, third quarter of the game. You know, I was kind of like, Elias was a little shot, you know, and that return side of the ball.
Were you comfortable as a wide receiver?
Yes, I was comfortable. It's just that it was hard to do that and a return, you know.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I feel like I can help the team out a lot more with just doing return, you know, and giving us good field position to help out the offense.
When there's a huge difference, I mean, Dave Tobe not being there, Joe DeCamillis being in, what do you notice between the two men? What's different about Joe D as opposed to Dave Tobe, who was your coach for so many years?
What could I say that's different between those two guys?
Well, let me ask the question a different way. How much coaching do you get as a return man? So how much do you as a return man rely on the coaching, or is it mostly instincts?
It's mostly instincts, to be honest. You know, it's only so much you can do with a returner. You know, of course, you have to draw up a return, you know, far as, you know, setting up the blocks and what side I was going to return to, you know. But at the end of the day, the return never worked exactly the way it's planned. You know, it's always going to be, you know, a mistake here and there as far as a missed block, or they played it different than what we expected, you know, from game watch, you know, watching game film and stuff like that. So, at the end of the day, if the play is designed, you know, to create, you know, a crease, you know, for us to pick on their weaknesses, but at the same time, you know, you have to kind of go off the instincts when it starts to break down.
Well, and listen, everybody who's watched you play over the years knows that you're going to take the ball wherever you want to take the ball, and more often than not, you're going to make something productive out of it. But the question I've always had about returning punts, and it's a strange question, but answer it as best you can. So the ball leaves the punter's foot. It goes up into the air. How aware are you of everything on the field? Is your attention on the guys coming up the field to get you? Is your attention on the ball? Is your attention on where there might be a space to run the ball? Or is it just you've got to play the whole thing in an instant, catch it, and run? What are you looking at when that ball's in the air?
First of all, it's a time that goes off. You know that if the ball is hanging up there for over 4.2 seconds, you know, it's pretty much a chance that you might have to fair catch it. You know, nowadays, that's the type of balls I've been getting, you know, to where they're trying to hang it up and pin it towards the sideline, you know, to try to hit. We had a setup where we had a defender or a blocker in front of me within like 10, 15 yards. But now what are they doing now? They're pushing it up by him, hoping that the ball can hit him, you know, and it's causing me to call Peter every time, you know. So what we did, we moved him to the other side to kind of get me to run up and, you know, try to feel those type of balls. But right now, the way the type of balls I'm getting kicked now, as far as on the punt return, is pretty much tough. You know, this week, he kind of outkicked his coverage. So, you know, the time clock, I kind of didn't really too much pair the fat and just had faith in my guys that they were going to get the gunners blocked and, you know, pretty much catching and running off things.
Say tomorrow morning, Devin Hester wakes up and says, I don't want to play football anymore. Do you think you're a Hall of Famer?
That's something that I don't try to worry about now. It's just that so many rumors of that is going around about the Hall of Fame, I guess, because of the stats that I have right now. I get questioned about it so much, but I don't never tend to bring it up. It's just something that I just probably just focus on football now. I just worry about it when my career got said and done.
Well, I'll answer it for you. I think you're a Hall of Famer. So if anybody asks, just give them my phone number and I'll tell them that I think you're a Hall of Famer. Tell the fans listening now, tell the fans who'll be reading, what is the Anytime 23 empowerment and how can they get involved?
Mission is pretty much to create a positive, nutrient, and safe environment for our youth and kids, and the helping of the development of life skills, education skills, and just trying to promote them to be a great citizen in their community. You know, I would say this is a nonprofit organization, a 501c3. You know, so the tax are deductible. You know, right now we don't have any buildings. Right now we have realtors that's out looking for us to find locations and places to put these youth communities. I'm hoping to do three of them. One back in my hometown, one in Chicago, and then one wherever I retire. You know, this is something that I'm going to be hands on. Pretty much, this is my passion for the game. This is the reason why it took so long for me to find, you know, my passion or what I want to, you know, inspire and to give back to the community. And this is what I felt that I'm more concerned with. This is, I would say, one of the communities that where I'm staying at, I'm probably going to be there about 4 or 5 days out of the week, every day, you know, with the kids. And I just want to just give back to the community for something that, you know, I've been raising the Boys Girl Club, and I see the things and the change that a Boys Girl Club can do on kids, and to have somewhere to go after school where their parents are at work, you know, and you know, the parents are worried about where they're at, why they're at work. And this is something that where I feel I can put a place in the parents' heart to, you know, send their kids to and just be able to go to work and not worry about where their kids are at, why they're at work.
Well, it's a phenomenal organization. It's a needed organization. As money from governments has stopped funneling into these programs, and as people have stopped being able to support Boys and Girls Clubs and after-school programs, it's incumbent upon people like you and people with the means to be able to set these things up. And I think you should be applauded for it. I hope that it's a huge success, and I hope people out there will go online. It's anytime23empowerment.com. Go on there. And just Google Devin's name as well if you can't get to it. And there's a place there to donate money. Go ahead and donate some money. These organizations at the start always need a little bit of help. So, Devin,
right.
It's one of the most exciting things in football when a punt or a kickoff lands in your hands. I'm happy to talk to you, and I hope this organization does really well.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Devin. Devin Hester.